I've been a voice actor for about 7 years. And in those 7 years, I've created a business. A legitimate business that has repeat clients, is incorporated, has a website. I'm an entrepreneur. And the journey from going from a 9-to-5 to becoming a voice actor / entrepreneur guy was filled with so many different types of lessons, from lessons of humility, lessons of ego, lessons of value versus ego. One of the most important lessons that I've learned in business and in life is that you have to respect your customer. You have to respect your customer. How do you respect your customer? How do you show respect? And that's something that I've been thinking about a lot lately, from my relationships with my friends, relationships in general. How do you show respect? One of the ways that I've found respect is shown, especially in business, is communication. Clear communication, honest communication, efficient communication. On a micro scale, for me, it's making sure if I get an email with a request that seems urgent from a client who's expecting a quick turnaround for a project, if I can't do it that day, if I can't do it that moment, just to send them a quick email letting them know, hey, I may not be able to address this issue right now, but I'll get back to you within X amount of hours. It shows respect. You have to respect your customers. You have to respect your customers' expectations. I think that's the lesson that I would sum it down to. We must respect our customers' expectations. If we have the desire to sell somebody something, if we have the desire to create a product or a service for somebody, we have to respect their expectations from, hey, expect to have this product shipped or delivered by a certain time, or expect this flavor from this food. Here's what you can expect from your experience here at our restaurant or our venue. Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. Everybody wants to, hey, I want to be my own boss, not work the 9-to-5. It's so glamorous. Beyond the things that everyone tells you about how much hard work it takes, how much sacrifice it takes, it also takes respecting your customers' expectations. In business and in life, man, we must respect our counterparts, our colleagues, our friends. And we must communicate and we must respect their expectations. Expectations, they can be the cause of so many problems in relationships, false expectations in business and in life. Communicate effectively, communicate clearly, and respect your customers. As I get older and as I grow my business, as I grow my brand, I'm always doing my best to ask my clients and customers, how can I better serve them? How can I better serve them? How can we serve those around us? How can we serve them? Serve them with dignity, serve them with love, serve them with respect. I think all these different things lead to building a successful business, lead to developing characteristics of a leader, lead to becoming someone that's also respected. Show respect, have respect, be respect, and respect expectations.